here's a story from The World.
On Sunday, a dinghy carrying migrants from Turkey capsized off the coast of the Greek island of Samos. Tragically, a child from Afghanistan drowned. But as part of an apparent crackdown by the Greek government on asylum seekers, the boy's father is now facing unusual charges of child endangerment. Now he's facing a possible 6 years in prison. I spoke earlier with the father's lawyer, Dimitri Houlis, from the island of Samos, and he told me more details about the father and his son and what happened.
He was also a refugee, the father. At 9 years old, he left his country in Afghanistan, and he had to live first as a refugee in Iran and then as a refugee in Turkey. He couldn't have the asylum there. He tried for many years. He appealed his cases because he was always afraid of the water, as he told me. He didn't want to do this trip. But finally, he was advised by his lawyer that he has to leave Turkey because he couldn't stay there anymore. They began around 10 o'clock at night in a boat with 25 or 27 more people, we don't know. And at some point near the coast, it's a very difficult place to approach, and with rocks, their boat was sunk, and he lost his child. His child was wearing a life vest, but he couldn't find it in the water. It was 12 at night, and it was pretty windy. He tried, and he tried again, and he was screaming, and he couldn't find it. And finally, 9:30 in the morning, so 9 hours later, the body of the boy was brought in Samos Harbor and then to the hospital.
It is a tragic story, but not an uncommon one. So technically, as you say, the boy died on Greek soil, so Greece has jurisdiction over this case. What charges is the father actually facing?
So I think they tried to pin all the responsibilities for the death of the boy to this father, and it's actually a crime in Greece, if you put your child in danger. But if you go in a motorbike with your child without a helmet, I can understand. But saying that you are endangering a child's life, which led to death, for a father that is coming here to seek asylum, it's something that it has never been before heard. It actually makes the chance to ask asylum for any family impossible, because they can press charges to any family that tries to come here in Greece to ask for asylum. Because here in Samos, here in Greece, you have to come here to apply for asylum. And European Union has put these centers in the Greek islands. So they are forced to do this trip in order to ask for asylum. To this father, he was for 2 days in prison. He couldn't see his boy. He couldn't find any psychological support. And now he's in quarantine, and still we cannot get him someone to speak with, someone to help him. He has no phone, so his adventure still goes on.
So we know the Greek government is now taking a tough stance on migration. There's evidence it's illegally pushed back migrants at sea and land borders. Do you see these charges against the father as intimidation, kind of deterrence tactics?
Yes, they try to stop people from investigating what is happening in the water. And they try also to send a message that if you come here, your life will be worse than it was before. So yes, I think it's one more step to intimidating people from coming here to ask for asylum.
You started alluding to this earlier, Dimitris, that one very cruel part of the story that the German magazine Der Spiegel first reported was that the father was taken handcuffed to identify his child. Greek officers had to physically hold him up because he nearly collapsed. And now all the father wants, apparently, is to attend his son's funeral. Will he be able to?
About the first part, yes, it was really tragic, because when we went to the hospital with the father, the poor police officers were very tough in saying that, no, we're not going to take his handcuffs off. When they go down to the morgue, I didn't go with them. But when they came back up, the handcuffs were off, and they were hugging him. And I think they understood how inhumane they treated him until that point. So now the second part for us, the difficult part for us, is to arrange his funeral in the best we can.
Dimitris Houlis is an attorney representing a refugee father from Afghanistan whose boy drowned in the Mediterranean on their way to seeking asylum in Greece. The father is now facing charges of child endangerment. Dimitris, thank you very much.
Thank you, too.